So now we would like to ask Mr. Nakai from METI to explain about the background of this project or RFP and give some overall background, please. Thank you for the introduction. I am with the Nuclear Accident Resolution Office of METI. My name is Nakai. Very nice to see you. I would like to discuss the current status of the decommissioning activities at Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Station. Sorry, please bear with us for a moment. Sorry for that, and I'd like to continue on with my explanation. First of all, at the Fukushima Daiichi, the current status is described here. There's units one through six, and unit one through four will be the scope of my discussion here. As you can see in the illustrations, unit one, two, three, four, the conditions are different for each unit. Especially for unit four, there's no melting of the fuel, and the spent fuel is being removed as we speak. For units one, two, and three, we are making preparations to look at the methods of how to remove the fuel debris. This is the next page. This is the actual schedule. Kondo-san explained before that there was the mid to long-term roadmap that the government has developed, and the decommissioning process is proceeding along this roadmap. This shows you on the left-hand side what major items there are: the removal of spent fuel, and stopping the water leakage, removal of fuel debris, decommissioning, and processing of radioactive waste. And as you can see at the top, the roadmap is divided into the first, second, and third period. The first and second is divided by this red star here. The second period starts when the spent fuel inside of the pools are starting to be retrieved. And that started in April last year for Unit 4. And therefore, we are in the early stages of the second period. And what I will be talking about in the RFP is the three fuel debris or melted debris retrieval methods. And we'd like to ask for your proposals regarding this methodology. This is the third page. In terms of the fuel debris retrieval, the commencing time is going to be depending on each of the unit's conditions as well as the on-site operation. So there are several scenarios on hand, and it depends on the units as well as the progress of each of the units, and to have these various options available. And the research and development for decommissioning and fuel retrieval is going to be necessary, and we will work in conjunction with that to have an efficient project as much as possible. Also, in terms of the fuel debris, the location properties as well as the damaged points on the containment and pressure vessels is still unknown. So there are very many unknowns still remaining, but we believe that the most surest way is to use the submersion method in terms of work dose reduction, and preparations are underway in that direction. But there may be concerns of safety in submerging the entire containment vessel, and also some difficulties in completely submerging the containment vessel. So an innovative approach to removing the fuel debris without submerging the containment vessel is also being considered. And this is the fourth page now. In terms of the innovative approaches for fuel debris retrieval, the decommissioning and contaminated water measures is something that is going to be unprecedented, a challenging project, and we will need to collect the wisdom across the world. And last year, December to January, IRID has been supporting us to look at the RFI, Request for Information for Innovative Approaches for Fuel Debris Retrieval. And we have received 194 proposals or pieces of information, which 40% comes from non-Japanese locations. And the idea based on the RFI is to look at the RFP now, and this is actually starting in June 27th regarding this alternative approach feasibility as well as the essential technologies. And here we have the conceptual studies and essential technologies for fuel debris retrievals and so forth. But we have the numbers over here, and there's a total of 194 here. But the first item was that to look at the conceptual study for alternative or innovative approach for fuel debris retrieval in the RFI. This is linked to the conceptual study, the methodology first. The second item on the bottom here is the feasibility study for the visual and measurement technologies for alternative innovative methodologies. And this was especially looking at the essential technologies, particularly for fuel debris retrieval. The third item is the feasibility study for the fuel debris cutting and dust collection technology. And this is the RFI content of the essential technologies is now going to be in the RFP stages. In terms of the RFI, the ideas have been suggested and is not part of the RFP this time. These will be addressed in that we do not know the conditions yet inside of the equipment, and we will be looking at the new needs as well as the progress of the decommissioning to have a separate RFP at a later date. So moving on to the next page, this is the final page. In terms of the fuel debris retrieval, what kind of R&D will be implemented? This is the flow chart that describes this. As I mentioned, the submersion method will be the basic main method. And for this, we need to look at the CV internal investigation, which is on the left-hand side, the containment vessel upper and lower areas. Each location will be investigated and repaired, or water sealing will be conducted, and the equipment will be developed necessary for that, or maintenance technologies or methodologies for repairing or sealing will also be developed. Once the water can be stopped, then the fuel debris retrieval will start. And this is on the top right-hand corner. In order to do this, you need to understand the internals of the reactor and also what kind of the properties the debris have. And that will be done in parallel as well. You need to know within the containment vessel as well as the pressure vessel. This is being already conducted and moving forward. Also, the inside of the suppression chamber, we will check if there is any radioactive material in there. So detection technologies will be used. Also, the debris, whether they are in there or not, will also be detected as well. So here in the red dotted boxes, those will be started. And those that are the solid red lines, these are already started. These are in progress. And we will understand the conditions inside of the reactor and also then sample the fuel debris once we have an understanding of what the core looks like or the reactor looks like. And first of all, we will understand using simulated debris how hard the material is. But ultimately, we will understand the properties of the fuel debris itself and looking at the waste storage and processing as well as the retrieval methodologies. So this is the overall picture here. And physical 18 is when the retrieval method will be decided, it says here, but that's the target we are aiming for. We have been looking at the submersion method, but the alternative method or the in-air method is down at the bottom here. And we need to think about this for fuel debris retrieval as well. The non-submersion methods, what type of methods are there? This is being collected in the RFP this time, but also the possibilities while we look at the submersion methods is also being looked at, but we'd like to gain your proposals at this time so that we can make a study of what will be an efficient method. And Mr. Kondo mentioned that at in physical 2020, we would like to start to remove fuel debris. Once this starts, it will be transported out and disposed or dispositioned as waste. And there needs to be R&D regarding that as well. And that is moving in parallel with these current activities. And this will be done appropriately so that we can be successful in removing the fuel debris and so that we can move forward with the decommissioning of Fukushima Daiichi. So we would like to ask for your ideas as well. So we would like to ask for your further cooperation into the future. So that was very brief, but that concludes my presentation. Thank you very much.